she got to hear Judy Collins tonight. She was over at the Willow Bookstore, and she went there first, so she maybe can tell you about that. But Lisa, a songwriter, and I'm very pleased she's here tonight. Welcome, Lee McTighe.
I just tuned this outside, but in this hot, humid weather. Oh, dear, this is very bad. Oh, dear. What's going on?
Talk to the people.
Just tune in. Yep.
Talk to the people.
Thank you, Steve. Anyway, I'm going to play a song that I wrote, and a few people here have heard it. it's about my son's friend Brandon, who and Alan's heard it, and Pat and Rick, so I hope you guys don't mind hearing it again. This time I can do it without the having the words in front of me. My son's friend, Brandon, who ended his life in the sixth grade, and his name is on Jane Fallon's T-shirt, the fourth one down on the left. I hope he is the youngest person on her shirt on the walk she did for suicide prevention. And I tried to write, the music came to me first, but I tried to write a song that would do justice to his memory without being morbid or too silly or trite. So
almost.
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much. And when Jane was putting his name on the shirt, she asked if she had the spelling right, and I said, no, it's Brandon with two A's. So that's what I call the song. Brandon was his name, to be my friend. When you're in the sixth grade, seems that life will never end. Friends since second grade, all the good times that we had, singing songs from the Lion King, watching fast trains with my granddad, playing soldiers, birthday parties, splashing in the brook, running barefoot to the playground, bike rides that we took. Childhood's a special time, I'm so glad he was my friend. But I guess it's good that we can't see what's round the bend. Middle school was tough, and they say kids can be cruel, but no kid should ever have to face being bullied. So at school, there should be a rule.
right today if you live to be a man. Guess I'll never know just how bad life looked to you. The day your mother found you hanging there, there was nothing we could do but wish it weren't true. What would you be like if you were still alive? Would you be married, have a little son like mine by the age of 25? Now my heart has an empty hole, and some tears will never dry. But I'll always remember you as every year goes by, and I wonder why. Brandon was his name, and he used to be my friend. Seems that life will never end. Oh, Brandon, my friend. Thank you.
So Lee McTighe, thank you so much. One more hand for Lee.